So love was all we could do. We were young and we knew in our eyes were alive. Deep inside we knew our love was true for a while.
Welcome to Wednesday Comics. To my left, AP18 himself. Alex, how you doing?
Hello, everybody. I'm doing well.
Yeah. To my right, Mr. G-Dub himself. Garrett, how you doing?
Doing good.
I just said to my right, hey. That's what I said. That's all that was said. Wednesday Comics, it is the week of 11/15/2023. And we're here to tell you another issue or review another issue for Local Man number 5. And we also will talk with Mr. E.T. King here in a second. I do have questions for this guy. But first, before we get there, you guys wanted to talk about something about Spider-Man 2?
But just talk about it. We've all three finished the game finally.
Well, you said Thanksgiving week.
You know what? I'm a motherfucking liar. I don't think I
you can't promote for Thanksgiving. You can't promote for Thanksgiving week and then deliver it early.
Of course we can. It's like giving your Christmas gift early. It's like, hey, you know what? I thought you would like to hear the thoughts on Spider-Man. Is it worth your time?
I don't have my thoughts together yet.
Wow. That's okay.
Next week.
Thank God a lot of Marvel news came out. So, okay, we'll save Spider-Man 2.
That's what I'm saying. I got to talk to this fucking guy.
And
Hang on. When we set a chat together about Spider-Man 2, we're going to say, hey, we're going to talk about it next week.
Well, guess what? A week from today, we'll still talk about it.
Maybe I'll forget how that game was. I'll have played 7 other games.
You were the last one to play it. But I have some good news, guys. Little birdie told me that hashtag #GuestHouse1 might get to play Spider-Man 2 for 3 days next week.
This is hashtag #GuestHouse1. Yes, whoa. I can confirm this rumor is potentially true, depending certain circumstances.
Corey, when you can't even confirm or deny that it's going to happen, you're like, I guess I could.
No, he can confirm that it might happen depending on some circumstances.
If the circumstances end up that I'm back to the homeland,
Russia,
Sunday night, then yes, it will happen. But if I'm not, then who knows?
I see. Never mind. We'll talk about that later. I just realized something. I keep forgetting that next week's Thanksgiving. Isn't that fucking weird?
It's come really fast.
Dude, you better go pick up that turkey.
You know what? This is actually, you know what? I forgot, but also I remembered because I called you, Corey, to ask you if you saw the Marvels and if you did, if I should go see it on Thanksgiving.
I did not see the Marvels.
What? This guy's been defending them. He's been the last stand, bro.
Who's been on me?
You.
The last stand. I don't know about that. I just said it looks optimistically like a good time.
No, I mean, out of the four of us, you're the one who is the most likely to go to this movie, I'm thinking.
I mean, yeah.
And yet you did not go.
Nope. But you were going to shoot some bucks that we missed.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? If this was Infinity War, this guy would have made it happen. You know what I mean?
You're right. If it was Infinity War, I would have made it happen.
Let's not give a little props to the deer out there. They weren't stopping his ass from stopping to buy a cinema watching that movie.
Yeah, you know, just there wasn't anywhere close to where
Okay, if I don't go see that, my only other choices are Wish or Trolls 3. Which one?
Trolls 3, I mean, you should probably do Trolls 3 because it's the reunion of NSYNC, so, I mean, it's the most logical choice.
Has your child not played Five Nights at Freddy's?
No.
No?
I was like, what's this guy saying? I didn't even understand, like, how that showed up.
Because that's a movie that just came out.
I have two choices.
Peacock.
So that the kids can go with him.
Both those choices suck.
I said I had two choices, Wish or Trolls 3.
Well, I am almost complete with Netflix's The Killer. starring Michael Fassbender.
Oh, you can see they're showing that David Finch. They are my mic's all fucked up today. Here we go. They're showing that at the State Theater.
Cool.
You can see there. So anyway, I'm just wondering.
I'm guessing he has to be able to take his kids to the movie. So I don't think he can take his kids to the kid.
Hey, I didn't hear any qualifications. I didn't hear any rules or barriers. You just said, "What movie am I going to go see?" And I'm like, "Hey, here I am, presenting you with options."
Well, okay. Well, I'll tell you this thing, Corey. What was the last movie you saw in the theaters?
In the theaters, God, that was Garrett. Was
Blue
that
Beetle,
or was it Mission Impossible?
You're right. No, I think Blue Beetle was after.
What happened? This guy was the movie king for months, and now he doesn't see one since Blue Beetle.
I can tell you, it was one of the two. Oh no, it was Saw 10.
Oh, Saw 10 was the one last one we saw.
Yep. So there we go.
Okay, so that was more recent.
Right. Mm-hmm. So
I might go see because I have some time off here. Killers of the Flower Moon. I might go see that. So.
Well, ooh, I mean,
you better go early.
Yeah, bring your pee bag, you know.
3 hours, 40 minutes, boys. Strap in.
Jesus,
That's like, dude, you gotta think, that's Return of the King, but for like an Academy Award nominee type thing. Where Return of the King was too, but Return of the King was entertaining. I'm not saying this won't be, but I was like, let's just be honest. For like Oppenheimer, there were some schmoozy parts of that 3 hours. So, set it here first, folks. Hot takes.
Corey, have you seen Argo?
I don't know how to answer
Corey, that. Garrett said there's a lot of Marvel news, so he's going to go through that. Garrett, go to the first story there.
All right. Should I start with a good one or a bad one?
Let's go good, because we just talked about...
I'm very curious what you mean.
Good one first.
Okay, good one. Marvel What If Season 2 trailer came out today.
Does look
looks
good.
Exciting. New stories. There was one clip of Cap fighting Thanos. So I'm like, anytime you get Cap fighting Thanos, that's awesome. Saw some Scarlet Witch. Saw some Doctor Strange.
You know how we talk about every week about the MCU and where it's at.
Okay, but this is good news.
But
this is good news.
Right back on top, it just leaves me, because I told this to you, Garrett, earlier. They just need to make that Cap show where he's returning the stones. They'd make so much.
That would be amazing.
Viewers, everybody would watch.
I agree. Like Captain America, The Return, and it means him returning the stones.
Yeah.
Fucking trademark that shit.
What are you talking about? Garrett, they would just name it the perfect name after a famous arc of Captain America. It'd be called Captain America, Man Out of Time.
Oh, perfect.
Sure.
Yo.
Whatever. If they did that, that would blow our minds, and it would be amazing. But they're not going to do it. That would be too smart. Anyways, back to the good news. Marvel What If Season 1 was great, so I expect Season 2 to be great.
I actually haven't seen the trailer for 2 yet.
You should check it out, man.
All right, let's do it.
I watched parts of it. I didn't watch the whole thing.
I don't want to see the whole show.
Oh, gosh. Really?
I have eyes on the target. He does not look all that threatening.
Looks can be deceiving, Your Highness.
Are you sure you do not want any backup?
Now, this animation looks better.
I'm great with kids. Agreed.
This looks good. Was over. Oh, the Watcher, baby. Oh, my God. I'm 33 seconds in, and I'm in already. Okay, we'll stop it there.
Yeah. I was going to say, he was the narrator the whole first season, so that didn't change.
No, I mean, didn't he, like, something happen to him at the end? I forget.
Yeah, didn't he came out all right at the end there.
He, like, got out of the, I think he was, like, stuck in one dimension or something like that.
Yeah, because wasn't it like the Ultron or whatever that stuck him in there? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know. It turned from like an anthology to like an actual serialized animated show, which is pretty cool. All right. Now why don't I throw out a stinker? I mean, yeah, probably a stinker. That Madam Web trailer that came out today.
Dude.
I have thoughts. Thought number one, from what I've seen in the Twitterverse or the Xverse or the Facebookverse, is that this like this movie takes place around the 2000s.
Oh, that's what this was.
So this like movie is like supposed to be like Adam Scott potentially could be Ben Parker. Don't do it. And I hate that that trailer song has been used so many times.
I'll watch it on mute then. Here we go. She's going into a diner. I'll narrate it. Some guy walks in. Looks like he wants to rob the place. She hits him, does a flip, and throws him. He looks like he's Spider-Man. He's on the roof. Or no, she was on the roof. I don't know what the fuck's happening. I'll knife at him, and he can... Oh, he just got her right in the stomach, and now she's somewhere else. She teleported.
She's having a vision.
Oh.
It's like Final Destination Marvel.
You know, I try to spice this up, but it's pretty boring so far.
Yeah. Hey, but she's got a leather jacket, so that's cool. It's like a brownish leather jacket.
Okay, but there's four lady characters. Three of them are future Spider Women, and then like the main character is going to be Madame Web, right? But the whole premise of this trailer is that there is a person kind of dressed like Spider-Man who's coming to kill future spiders in the Spider-Verse.
Basically, he's like Morlun, but...
Yeah, it's not Morlun, but they're calling him Ezekiel because for some reason, Sony was like, whoa, we have a character in the comics named Morlun who does this exact same thing, but we're going to call him Ezekiel because why not?
Is that a right thing, though?
Ezekiel. There's Ezekiel in the comics, too.
Yeah, he's not as good as Morlun, though.
Yeah, true that.
Is maybe that a rights thing?
It could be.
Kind of like how...
Probably not, though.
Kind of how like Marvel owns the rights to Miles Morales, and so like Sony couldn't use Miles Morales, but the Sony animation can use Miles Morales.
Right.
Because they have animation rights instead. But is it possible that that character... Sony doesn't have the rights to, and it's some weird, like, other, consider something else to them in the right situation, so Marvel might have them, so they have to change the name.
Could be.
Listen, they're working with Madame Web. They don't have much IP to work with here, all right?
Well, so the rumor of this movie is that, like, this is going to lead into, like, Peter Parker getting with Ben and May. Like, Adam Scott is rumored to be Uncle Ben. And so this is them, like, younger, and then it's going to predate, like, modern-day Sony Spider-Man. Because if it's 2000s when...
You know, actually, the action doesn't look half bad, but it's just that... And now that you told me the concept, I'm not getting that from this trailer, but also I am watching it with the sound off.
I only told you about it this morning, so...
About that whole concept?
About the trailer.
Come on, I got time to click on a picture over there. I said that mask looks stupid already, so I wasn't going to click on that. Anyways.
But one of the... Alex, did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it.
It's a long trailer, dude.
It is long. Well, they got to show as much as
possible to get you to see it.
Yeah.
I know. I think I saw the whole thing.
It's like Amazing Spider-Man 2, where there was like 5 minutes you didn't see by the time you got to the theater.
And you know what part it was? It was only Electro singing that song. That's the only part I never saw before I went in there. They almost cut it off before the song.
Yeah, they're like, oh, fuck, we're going to lose him.
That,
whatever you do, don't play the song. Just cut it right. If you play the song, they won't come. Wasn't it like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star or some shit like that?
It was itsy, like a little rat. Spider.
Oh, yeah, like, Itsy Bitsy Spider, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Itsy Bitsy Spider. God damn.
Jeez. Yep. So that's like
They just wanted Jamie Foxx to sing. They're like, right. Hey, sing basically a song, bro. Anyways, I'm glad because then he was redeemed in No Way Home.
True.
He was great in that.
So. Right. Yeah.
I doubted him in that movie, and I thought it was a bad choice all this whole time. And now I say no. It was just whatever he was working with. So I go the old JF. Wasn't there a new Kraven update?
They had put out another quote-unquote new trailer, but nothing changed in it outside of the thumbnail itself has Kraven holding Rhino's horn, not like holding him back one-handed, but it doesn't show anything new. The guy still says, do you know why they call me Rhino? and then you hear a very piss poor sounding Kraven talk.
I can't remember if you guys answered this because I asked this in our chat. Like, now I got to remember. But Kraven, is he supposed to be like have powers, or is he supposed to be? Is he supposed to be human and like a master hunter?
It depends.
In comics, in his original interpretation, he just studied to be.
Yeah.
He didn't have any magical powers.
Like, he's just that good.
And the,
this is fucking bullshit. Fucking.
When we
bullshit.
Read The Last Hunt, right? That's what we read?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. So, like, when that was him, just, you know, he was trying to be the best of the best of the best. And, like, he wanted to challenge the strongest thing people were saying just to make sure he was the strongest in the planet. That guy just worked out. But ever since then, every once in a while, they hint that it's, you know, superhuman. And in the encyclopedia from Marvel, it does say that he has superhuman abilities. But also, like, that was not the original intention, I don't believe. So,
That makes that new Kraven movie coming out extra lame. I'm like, you already look, I mean, you're kind of buff, but you're not, like, now you're enhanced, so you're not even a master hunter. You just have powers.
You know, if he doesn't wear the iconic jacket.
He was. He did, well, he their version of it. Really good.
Yeah. No, but it's got to be the jacket.
When you watch the Spectacular Spider-Man show, it's Kraven the Hunter to begin with, and then he does decide to go to a scientist to become a mutated version of himself, so he does become, quote-unquote, a lion-based guy, which then, like, if that was at least what this movie was going to do, was like, hey, he started off as a guy, realized it wasn't enough, and then he mutated, whatever. You set the tone for him to be a human, and it wasn't enough.
Isn't that what's happening here? I thought we read that in this movie, like, at the end, he turns into a lion.
No, he gets bit by a lion.
In this
and
movie.
Turns into, and gets
you know,
those
it's kind of like the fact you get bit by a shark, you turn into
no,
shark.
No, but the same way that in this movie, the guy is actually turning into a rhino, I think he turns into a lion, is what they reported.
Oh really?
Good God.
Because for 100% sure, that the rumor was, or the insider information was that Rhino does turn into an actual rhino.
Mm. Lame.
It's dumb nonetheless.
I'm gonna look into that.
If I hear Kraven go rawr, I'm gonna be pissed. Gonna be absolutely pissed. Anyways,
hey,
back to some more Marvel good news.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm gonna read this and see if he turns to a lion.
Loki just ended. Not going to spoil anything. It was great. I finished Loki with the lady last night, and, well, she wasn't a fan. But I loved it.
I have not yet, so no spoilers, all right? We know you're famous for spoilers. Please don't spoil it.
Let me channel my inner hashtag #GuestHost1. But, no, I'm not going to do that. it was really good, though. It ended it awesome.
Merciful, like myself.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen it, Corey?
I have not.
Oh, okay.
He hasn't seen finale. He's seen the
episode. I haven't seen the finale. I've seen the first 5 episodes. I just haven't watched the last one.
Marvin, did you ever start it?
I haven't started it yet, no. But let me ask you this, Garrett, and this might motivate me to watch it or not watch it. Corey, plug your ears for like 10 seconds. I just need a yes or no.
What?
Is there a different main villain by the end of it?
I can't do that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Hey, we're done.
Wow. You could do, once I'm done here, then you could ask the question and you'd be safe.
Listen, I had to know. We were talking about it right now. You know, you're really burying the lead here, Garrett. The biggest news since we met last week is that they announced when Superman's coming out of the movie.
I thought that was already going to be July of next summer.
No, he just announced it like 3 days ago.
No, that was always going to be.
Then why did he repost it?
Oh, because people forgot. What day? What's the date?
July 14th.
Yeah, I knew it was in July. Of this year? Of 2024, I mean?
2025.
Yeah, okay, I was going to say. It's still a long ways off.
Yeah, it is.
So, like, did they just take a pause then after Aquaman 2 for a whole year?
I think basically to wash everyone's, you know, cleanse everyone's palate and be like, okay, now it's the start of the DCU. Not all this bullshit that James Gunn has been saying for the last while.
And then follow-up question, if he gets it right, do you think that resurges Marvel to start getting back into the game?
Well, I don't know. I feel like if you've seen like Marvel's approach, like the only movie coming out in 2024 is Deadpool 3. That makes me excited. And I think there's only going to be two TV shows from Marvel in 2024. So they got to really pack some big punches into like their plan. But yeah, I feel like Marvel's going to be kind of caught off guard. However, I'm a little nervous with the Superman movie because they are packing it full of characters. Like, just saw today that one of the girls from The Authority just got cast in it. You know, and I'm just like,
what if it's just like a picture or the end or something?
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I don't know. I'm worried this won't be a Superman movie. It'll be like a Superman in the DC Universe movie.
I mean, to be fair, he is coming off of doing a team movie, so.
Yeah.
You know, oh, Superman's a solo dude. I do got news. I got Marvel news. I forgot about this one. So, did you guys hear the rumor on who will be playing Reed Richards that has been heavily speculated?
Oh, yes, I did see that.
We did. A Sir Mandalorian Pedro Pascal.
Which is
very interesting.
It is one of his last stones to collect, I believe. Because he has a DC one. He's been in Star Wars. He is in a video game show. And now he hasn't been in a Marvel thing yet, right?
I don't think so.
There you go. And isn't he?
I saw the rumor was they have to like figure out the schedule because he's gonna Last of Us season 2 production starts in January.
Wait, what's the other Disney thing he does? Mandalorian and what?
That's it.
Isn't there another thing that he besides Last of
Us? He's not in Book of Boba Fett, is he?
No.
Well, I mean, yeah, one episode. Spoilers. But I guess he. Oh no! Game of Thrones. So I mean, he's got a lot of rings. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So what were you saying about this rumor?
No, that's it. That's it. That's a rumor. Heavily speculated.
What was that rumor about the Sue? Who was that going to be? I forgot.
I don't know. I haven't seen anything.
Oh, I thought it was the blonde girl from Mission Impossible.
Vanessa Kirby.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what they're trying to nail at the age here because Pedro Pascal is like 20 years older than Vanessa Kirby. So
he's not.
Yeah, he is. And then, I see that they might want Javier Bardem as dun-dun-dun Galactus.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I like Javier Bardem.
Mm-hmm. He's going to play just like his character in No Country for Old Men, too.
Yeah.
He can show up to Earth and be like, call it.
Shooting fucking ice pellets at or whatever.
Yeah, his the air guns, whatever they for the cattle gun.
Yeah,
there we go. Corey, anything else you need?
No, I think that's it for this weekly catch up.
Oh, I saw something. I don't know if Corey's going to care about it. This isn't Marvel news; it's DC news. Suicide Squad: Kill the Justice League is going to be coming out in February.
Yes, and if you pre-order now, you can get the original costumes.
Yeah.
When was it?
I gotta see some improved gameplay.
When was it originally supposed to come out?
May 12th.
Right, of last year or this year.
It was supposed to come out the same day as Tears of the Kingdom, Legend of Zelda. So.
Oh, okay. So that's
the big reason why they probably had to pull out anyway, outside of the shit ass gameplay.
8 months. 8 months. That's how long they got to delay it. So
there's only one reason I would buy that game the day it comes out. Also, it has to be like 40% off. It is just the fact that that's going to be the last Kevin Conroy Batman voice that we'll have.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I'm hoping they took the feedback from the gameplay video and went back and like fixed a bunch. So,
I mean, they might have fixed something to be less loot boxy, but I mean, for them to do that, they'd have to trash the whole game and rework it.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that.
Because it's meant to, it's going to seem more like a Destiny kind of game where we all have to play online together just to make it worth this time.
No, they said you could play it solo.
Yeah, it's not going to be the same. I'm so skeptical about this game. Just no.
Shit. See what you fucking caused, Garrett.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to provide news because our entertainment king of the fucking Wisconsin isn't doing his part. So I
appreciate you picking up the slack for this week's episode, guys. Garrett's bronze.
Corey, let me know.
Just went up to a dollar.
Let me know if you're here on Wednesday of next week. You want to go watch Killers of the Flower Moon for 4 hours? Oh my!
Can we? I'd be willing to pay double just to go watch the first 2 hours at one point. Come back another time and do the second 2 hours at another point.
that'd be nice. You get a little intermission. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
There you go. All right.
Well, this is hashtag guest host one signing off. Stay classy, San Francisco. And, hey, you don't hear from me, gobble, gobble. Enjoy that turkey.
Nice.
There you go. Hashtag guest host one. Bringing the ET news. Garrett had a little sprinkle. I had a little sprinkle. And Alex had a little commentary on the sprinkle. So. Next up, Local Man, Cinco de Mayo here. Mr. Local Man, Tim Seeley, Tony Fleece.
Whoa. What you doing?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Wednesday Comics, League of Extraordinary Gentle People, proudly presents
Local Man Patient by Tim Seeley and Tony Fleece. You know why? It was like I was going down a hill and I just forgot to stop at the stop sign and you pulled me over.
That's how you break your legs.
Speaking about breaking stuff, in this issue... Local Man number 5, we get the sort of conclusion to this arc about who has, who killed, who's been killing people and all this shit. This teleporter, evil teleporter, they have a teleporter fight. Alex, what do you think about teleporting fights?
It was good. I mean, I don't mind a good teleporting fight. I am surprised it took him so long to attempt to kill him, though. But he's taking his sweet-ass time. If you're going to kill a guy who's got perfect precision, you just got to go for the jugular and be done with it.
I think he did want to play with him a little bit. I think he thought he was better than our boy Crossjack here.
He should have watched Van Helsing when Kate Beckinsale tells you, if you're going to kill someone, just do it. Don't talk about it.
Hey, am I correct? And also, I didn't do the research here. And I really didn't mean to. But there's that C-panel in that fight where he says something like, where is it at? Young Blood.
And Wildcats?
Wildcats. It's a little nod to Wildstorm over there. And also Young Blood's Rob Liefeld early image stuff. I think it was. But
I'm not sure that was intentional.
Are they all tied together, though? Because it even references an editor's note. For Wildcats 1-3.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Oh, well, not in this thing.
When he's talking to the president or the secretary or whoever it's supposed to be on the screen.
Oh, let me check this out.
So I don't know if they're all in the same world or if it's just giving a tie out to other books. I don't know. It was interesting.
Is it a comic multiverse book?
Maybe.
God damn. Oh, hey, you're right here. Investor 1 and 2, and she was on mute. Only one she's talking to. You know what? That's what I was going to say. The way that this book has that twist at the end really does. Here's the thing that happens in this, too. So he ends up... Igna, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ends up killing the bad guy, shoots him. I guess if he doesn't see it coming, can't teleport. Makes sense. And saves him and says, hey, I took this, my husband's gun. I took it off him, whatever. And came in. And Crossjack, his dog, Pepper, during the fight had been smashed on, and I bet Alex was boiling at that point. Oh. And then when you find out that actually during like the last issue, he actually went to a thing and became invincible, so now he can't die. So,
Super Dog. I know. I forgot that that happened, and I was like, oh no, not Pepper. And then, boom.
There you go.
So, kick your ass now.
I thought it was funny because I feel like, remember I was saying all that stuff, like, you leave this fucking dog alone. You know what I mean? And then when he died, I was like, oh, there we go. Okay. But then it's really the opposite. It's like, maybe because he felt bad about how many bad things happened in the last, his last series about dogs. He's like, how about the dog, this one can't die at all? And we'll make it a story point that he can't die. So I thought that was funny. And then the end of this, yeah, when you find out that we got a double agent in our hands, as you were stating, maybe some government entity or some sort at the end there. Oh, actually, did they say who it is?
I don't know if they said who it was.
No, I don't think so.
But, oh, one of the people, like, you know, there's two confidential people. One of them, I think, is like a vice president because, like, he shows up in that. Okay, so you asked if you needed to read that back part.
Yeah.
That's the only part that they reveal, is that the vice president is one of the two.
All right.
But that was back then, so I don't know if that's still today.
And now today he runs a corporation, of course. But okay, well, that makes sense. And to just to let the audience know, I do plan on reading that part. I just got lost track of time and didn't have time before the podcast. And also, well, I am informing the audience at this point with these announcements. I forgot to mention that I was sick yesterday. We were supposed to record this, and today we're recording this. And Jesus Christ, my voice sounds a little different because I was sick. So, in case anybody's like, what's wrong with this guy's voice? I noticed my voice has been cracking throughout the show, so it's been bothering me.
Oh. Hey, we all hit puberty at different times in our lives. Yeah, listen,
he hit me hard here. You know, late 30s, they said, here you go. Finally turn on the switch, baby. Finally turn it on.
You even had kids before it came on.
I know, sometimes you're good at it, you know? Get those pre-kids. There we go, this local man. Local man. Next week, we will talk in full about Spider-Man 2, full spoilers. And I think I'm going to, when we talk about certain parts of it too, I'll edit in some audio clips after the fact, so our audience can get a full immersive review of this story and game. We're really going to talk mostly about story points and treat it like it is a Spider-Man story. But obviously with that comes some things about the gameplay, and but we're going to try not to really ruin that many side missions or whatever. So in case you do want to experience it, there's still something new for you there. So there you go. If you don't plan, if you don't have PS5 or something like that, you go, hey, I just want to know the story. We'll go in depth with it next week there. But, yeah, WednesdayComics.com. You know what, Alex? That's a website you go to, WednesdayComics.com. And then Garrett, after he's done with that, you know where he's going to go? RootsOfTheSwampThing.com.
That's right.
And then ultimately, you're going to come back to me and say, Marvin, you have any more than websites? You know, I got you a little taste. And I say, here you go, RainbowComicsAndCars.com. Then you would go there and see all your options for comics and board games and cards. And you're like, Marvin, is this all I have? And I say, no. Twitter.com/WednesdayComics. At Wednesday Comics, at Garot2188, and at the AP Keaton. And you say, Marvin, this is so good. Is there any more? And I'm going to say, yeah, you can find us on, I think that's it, actually. That's it. WednesdayComics.com. That's where you can find us. And I'm going to get sad with the story. You can go there, subscribe to the show any way you want to. And then after you do that, and I do, just know every time somebody hits that subscribe button, I do bow in respect. Go there. You can also get some merch. I know there's sales going on, $16 t-shirts. We can get some nice tees. Hey, I'll tell you what about these qualities of these tees. They're some of my favorite shirts. So go there. Get a nice tee. Get the, you know, hashtag GuestHost1. We need to get his face out there. That's the only one that has our face. Nope. Never mind. Our first shirt had all three of our faces on.
Do we got some long sleeves on that store? Do we have some winter items available?
I'll double check with our agent, and I'm going to ask him what's on the store. So
a nice Wednesday Comics like sweater would be.
They got a hoodie.
Not a sweatshirt. I want a sweater. I want that hood.
Okay. Talking cardigans.
I mean, I know that would be good for you. You're a cardigan guy. I just want a sweater.
No, okay. Alex, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to end this show, and when I end it, you quickly go to his house and knock him over the head enough that he passes out and then come back to your house.
Wow.
Better get driving.
That's a long way to go. Good, I'll meet you at your house when you wake up tomorrow morning.
Perfect.
Listen, I don't need all the details. Get it done. Get it done. For Wednesday Comics, my name is Marvin.
I'm Alex.
I'm Garrett.
Hey, everyone, enjoy the fall weather and keep turning those pages.